The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Ellen Sura for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Restaurant Review. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Main and Broad Magazine, Yes Weekly, Charlotte Magazine, Our State Magazine, and Wake Living Magazine. Our first story out of Main and Broad Magazine is a restaurant profile, The Library Steakhouse by David McCreary. Once upon a time, a public building in downtown Fuquay-Varina afforded residents the chance to check out books and savor stories. Today, the transformed space serves as a gathering spot for guests to book tables and relish nourishing meals. Locals are delighted about the recent opening of The Library Steakhouse, among the town's newest and finest dining destinations. Since opening its doors this summer, tables have filled up early and often, with eager diners desiring an elevated experience. We wanted to provide a great place for people to enjoy quality food and excellent service, all while encountering the nostalgia of the original town library, says down-to-earth co-proprietor Charles Lindsay, a native of the United Kingdom, who owns the restaurant along with his wife, Sarah Lindsay. No stranger to the hospitality industry, Charles grew up with parents who ran hotels and restaurants. While in Europe, he and Sarah helped restore what Charles refers to as a derelict hotel, which they operated for almost a decade. After the couple moved to the United States, they bought a popular franchise steakhouse in nearby Dunn. "We fed people 6,500 meals a week, but it was about getting the food out fast and in mass quantities," he explained. "Ultimately, we knew we wanted to do something more charming and unique." With The Library Steakhouse, the Lindsays strive to make their 134-seat eatery a haven where patrons can unwind for a date night, a business meal, or a relaxing evening with friends and family. When it comes to ambiance, the former utilitarian building now oozes with character and provides warm, intimate dining in stylish surroundings. Button-tufted banquettes offer comfortable seating, while striking modern light fixtures suspend from the dark ceiling. Artifacts from the old library, such as a book return, wooden drawers, and functional shelves, have been thoughtfully repurposed. "My wife spent about 3 months going to various antique and thrift stores to find vintage books, lamps, and other decor to pay homage to the former library," Charles says. "She even bought rabbit-themed items and placed them around the dining area to commemorate the live bunny that was central to children's story times." But attention to detail doesn't stop with the aesthetics. The level of distinction extends to the kitchen as well, under the direction of executive chef Dajon Brandon. Book enthusiasts will love the clever literary theming that enhances the classic American steakhouse menu. Among the tempting Chapter 1 starters, you can't go wrong with the panko-topped lump crab dip that's served hot, or the savory steak toast teaser with wild mushrooms, chimichurri, and port demi-glace. "We use prime rib for the protein, and currently this is my favorite item on the menu," says Brandon, who honed his cooking skills under his grandmother's tutelage. "I also add my own special seasonings." Chapter 2 selections involve 100% certified Angus beef steaks in a variety of sizes and cuts, including bone-in cowboy ribeye, New York strip, flat iron, and filet mignon. Elevate your steak by requesting it Oscar style, with lump crab meat, asparagus, and béarnaise sauce, Maine lobster Oscar, or with sautéed mushrooms and onions. Prime rib is available on Friday and Saturday evenings and is served au jus with horseradish sauce. Additional entree selections under the subheading "The Plot Thickens" include a 14-ounce center-cut pork chop, cavatappi primavera pasta, and a pair of Old Bay seasoned crab cakes. We strongly recommend the Fork Tender Slow Braised Short Rib with a rich Cabernet gravy and fried onion tangle. First-rate side plots include roasted garlic mashed potatoes, asparagus in lemon butter, and shareable-sized smoked gouda or lobster mac and cheese. The candied mashed sweet potatoes are the sequel you've been waiting for, we promise. Don't miss the final chapter. You guessed it, dessert. Superb scratch-made concoctions like decadent chocolate cake topped with raspberry sauce, chef's whim seasonal cheesecake, and lick the plate good bananas Foster bread pudding. As for beverages, a handsome, well-stocked bar features a smartly curated wine list, including crisp whites and robust reds from France, Italy, Spain, California, and Oregon. 8 beers are accessible on draft, including local IPAs, plus a dozen noteworthy alternatives in cans and bottles. Inventive craft cocktails, again with the creative theming, range from the Di Serrano-infused The Godfather Old Fashioned to the habanero-tinged Tequila Mockingbird to the Murder on the Orient Espresso with a concentrated coffee mix derived from scratch. We have 12 specialty cocktails, 8 of which are staples and 4 that will rotate seasonally, says General Manager Diego Southworth. Our philosophy is to keep things simple while using fresh juices and house-made bitters to bring quality to our craft. Service at the restaurant is gracious and efficient. Don't hesitate to ask your knowledgeable wait person for just the right wine to pair with your steak. A relaxing garden room with ample windows provides seating for up to 40 guests. Reserve a table in advance and avoid a wait. Weekend lunch begins at noon. Weekday lunch is in the works, and a lighter menu is available from noon to 4 p.m. Dinner is served Wednesday through Sunday, beginning at 4. The Library Steakhouse is at 133 South Fuquay Avenue in Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. Their phone number is 919-642-2030, and their website, thelibrarysteakhouse.com. Our next story is from Charlotte Magazine. Union Barbecue Brings Tex-Mex Flavors to Traditional Barbecue by Taylor Bowler. Union Barbecue owner Holden Sasser grew up in kitchens around Charlotte. His father, Tom Sasser, owns Burke Hospitality Group, which includes Mimosa Grill, Taco Molino, and Harper's, the longtime Charlotte restaurant that closed in July. "My dad always warned me against the restaurant business," Sasser laughs. His advice was, "Unless you really want to do this, don't." So I went to college and did investment banking for a while, but I knew I wanted to get back to the food space. Most weekends you can find Sasser's food truck parked outside breweries in and around Charlotte, where he serves barbacoa sandwiches, brisket chorizo, and adobo spare ribs with salsa, onion, and lime. Sides include smoky sweet potatoes and elote salad, and desserts rotate between banana pudding and the Big Deborah. More on that later. "I always loved Latin flavors growing up and spent some time in Mexico City," Sasser says. "Tex-Mex and barbecue is nothing new, but I wanted to take it even further and focus on Mexican flavors with barbecue. I'm putting smoke on different items and trying to incorporate those ingredients and flavors in a perfect union." In Spanish and English, union is a very similar word, so Union Barbecue seemed like the right name. Sasser, 30, says he was bussing tables at Harper's as soon as I could get a job legally, and held various back-of-house positions, like dishwasher and food prepper, throughout high school. As a business major at UNC Chapel Hill, he'd host barbecue fundraisers for No Kid Hungry NC and cook whole hogs alongside seasoned pitmasters. After graduation, Sasser worked in investment banking and for several food tech companies. In 2020, a job with the Every Company took him to San Francisco. It was interesting and engaging work, but my role was to pitch people on new technologies to replace their egg supply, so it got to a point where it was highly complex, dealing with regulatory bodies and market challenges. He says, I just wanted to get back to the basics of food. He spent his weekends serving Tex-Mex barbecue at dinner parties and private events. Then a friend connected him to a local bar with a kitchen that didn't operate on Sundays. Sasser used the space to develop a menu and organized a series of pop-ups to see how his food would land. Union Barbecue consistently sold out, so in 2023, he decided to move back to Charlotte and try the concept at home. In the few years he'd been away, another local joint, John G's Barbecue, had surged in popularity. People called it the best barbecue in Charlotte, and it's in Peachland, nowhere near Charlotte, he says. North Carolina is known for barbecue, but it seems like there's still a need for more here, and there's room for that. I hear it all the time. People will say, Charlotte doesn't have enough good barbecue. I thought, there's got to be a good local market for this if I can make it work. Sasser hosted his first pop-ups in Charlotte last summer. Customers found him and word spread. He enlisted friend Chase Young to help in the kitchen, and they continued to experiment with new rubs and roll out specials to see what sells. It's rare to see the same menu twice, but you can always count on brisket and smoky sweet potatoes. From there, we mix it up, Sasser says. We'll run spare ribs, turkey, carnitas, beef barbacoa. We just rolled out chorizo links. Chase will come up with a bar snack. His white bean dip has done incredibly well for us. For dessert, Sasser makes a classic banana pudding, and Chase has created a new spin on an old favorite. He had this idea for a really big Little Debbie oatmeal cream pie, Sasser says. We just called it what it was, an oatmeal cream pie. Then someone said, this is Debbie all grown up. We loved that idea, so now it's the Big Deborah. It's the size of my head. Sasser hasn't ruled out a brick-and-mortar location, but he's in no rush to scale. We're in a growth phase, which is great, but as you add things, you want to have the same great guest experience every week. For now, he says, he wants to perfect his brisket and ribs. I'm thinking about barbecue as a cooking technique versus just pulled pork. It's a way to deliver flavor on beef, chicken, pork, even cauliflower. That's something Charlotte hasn't seen enough of. Let's use smoke in cool ways to make cool experiences for people. And the Union Barbecue food truck can be found around locations in Charlotte, North Carolina. To see the food truck schedule, please see their website, unionbarbecue.com. Next up, Chow Down at Bernadine's at the Zevely House, from Yes Weekly, by John Batchelor. Bernadine's represents one of the triad's long-running success stories in the fine dining category. The restaurant originally opened in 1992 in a shopping center out in the hinterlands. When the historic Zevely House property became available 14 years ago, owners Freddie and Terry Lee jumped on it. This is reputed to be the oldest house in Winston-Salem, dating back to 1815. The rooms in the original house are smallish, reflecting their era. An annex has been constructed adjacent. It provides an attractive seating arrangement, open to the outdoors if weather is favorable, enclosed, heated, and/or cooled when necessary. No matter where you sit, the ambiance is sophisticated and upscale. I consider the wine list here one of the triad's best, customer-friendly with regard to familiarity, pricing, and quality. This is one of those rare places where you simply cannot make a bad choice or pay an unreasonable price. Our server provided well-informed suggestions for food pairings, demonstrating solid knowledge of both cuisine and wine. During the time I visited here, the restaurant did not have a cocktail list, but I was advised that this needed change is in the works as well. Meanwhile, the bar served up an exotic concoction under our server's guidance. We started one evening with Prince Edward Isle mussels. swimming in a wine broth with leeks, tomatoes, jalapeno peppers, garlic, fresh herbs, plus cilantro and butter. The mussels themselves are tender and fresh tasting, no muddy aftertaste, and the broth is just wonderful, the leeks imparting mild oniony flavor sharpened just a little by the peppers. On another night, we gravitated toward crab cakes. These are based on blue crab caught off the Carolina coast, presented over black beans and corn. This variety of crab is kind of sweet, but rich at the same time. I liked the vegetable blend, but I didn't get much of a relationship to the crab flavors. The goat cheese tart is surrounded by swirls of pesto and balsamic syrup. The flavor of goat cheese is highly enjoyable all by itself. In this case, that mellow flavor gets just a bit of an edge from sun-dried tomatoes. Pieces of eggplant round out the construction, creating an elegant structure. The menu contains all the usual suspects as far as proteins go, plus a surprise. Atlantic salmon bears a horseradish crust, seared to an exceptional texture, firm and crisp without overcooking the interior. It is presented over spinach with sweet roasted garlic cloves and diced tomatoes. A lush port wine sauce surrounds the interior of the plate. I consider this one of the best salmon preparations I have encountered, but I wish more identifying information were provided. Atlantic covers a lot of territory. It means a farmed product, which is probably just fine, but it would be nice to know a little bit more about its origin. A restaurant this good owes that sort of information to its customers. 6 sea scallops, fairly large, are seared to a darkish brown exterior, still almost buttery tender inside. They surround risotto, studded with mushrooms, leeks, and asparagus. A chipotle plum vinaigrette is spicy fruity, an excellent flavor match for the scallops. Lobster is a frequently offered off-menu special. A split cracked tail is plated over ravioli, filmed with shredded lobster meat, covered in a champagne cream sauce. Shiitake mushrooms, sun-dried tomatoes, a little shrimp, and asparagus tips complete the array. Lobster served this way is easy to eat, and the flavors are supremely rich. The menu includes the source for duck breast, Maple Leaf Farms, a quality product. It arrives on vibrant display in shades of deep red from braised red cabbage and fig sauce, plated over yellow mascarpone polenta. This is served on a black plate, which enhances the visual impact, further decorated with slivered carrots and microgreens. Companion Anna, an excellent cook in her own right, raved over the flavor. Now for the surprise. The menu offers emu, a grounded bird similar in appearance to an ostrich, but smaller, farm-raised in North Carolina. The texture and flavor are close to lean beef, but the levels of fat and cholesterol are a lot lower. I am not suggesting that you eat this for a diet. Eat it because it tastes good. In this case, that natural flavor is extended with a sweet potato puree, colorful rainbow carrots, plus asparagus and mushrooms with a Madeira cranberry sauce. The wine fruit taste of the sauce is especially well suited to the fowl. I rounded out my last evening with a ribeye steak, which arrived cooked precisely as ordered, with a solid depth of flavor emerging from the certified Angus beef cut. A portobello mushroom and green peppercorn sauce, reduced with brandy, provided an excellent accompaniment. Spinach and a potato pancake with a light, crusty exterior rounded out this stellar conception, surrounded with a swirl of pesto sauce. Since we were with guests, my wife and I were able to have dessert. Peach and blueberry cobbler is baked in a ramekin, topped with praline ice cream. Cinnamon bread pudding is soaked in a Grand Marnier sauce, vanilla ice cream melting on top. Worth the calories. The chef de cuisine is Jason Pinch. There is another Bernadine's installation from the same owners in Charlotte. The website makes reference to something I wrote around 30 years ago. Described as the Triad's only five-star restaurant by the Greensboro News and Record. That statement has not been valid for decades. Management needs to take that comment down. There are no 5-star restaurants in the Triad anymore. Clearly, however, Bernadine's ranks among the Triad's elite. Bernadine's at the Zevely House is located at 901 West 4th Street in Winston-Salem. Their phone number is 336-725-6666, and the website, I'm going to spell it out, bernardinesfinedining.com. And from our state magazine, Gogo's Cinnamon Rolls. Inspired by her grandmother, a McDowell County woman swirled together cinnamon and dough in the kitchen where she learned how to bake. Now she shares her sweets with the whole community at Gogo's Cinnamon Rolls. By Mary Catherine McAnally Scott. Wendy and Jerry Lewis were enjoying a quiet afternoon on their front porch in Old Fort with Wendy's grandmother, Mary Golden Piercy, affectionately known as Gogo. The only sound they heard was the breeze rustling in their ferns. That is, until Jerry's phone suddenly sang with notifications. Earlier that day, he had posted a photo of Wendy's first batch of cinnamon rolls for sale. She had begun baking as a hobby during the pandemic after being furloughed from her food service job at Montreat College. "What are those dings for?" Wendy remembers asking. Jerry just grinned at me and said, "They're orders." Wendy grew up baking with her grandmother in the same kitchen where she started filling those first orders. When Wendy was a girl, Gogo's husband was an engineer who worked on the railroad just down the road from their faded yellow house. True to her sweet nature, when Gogo discovered that men hitching rides on the locomotives didn't have warm meals, she began fixing them breakfast. "It just became a part of her life to feed those men," Wendy says. Wendy and Jerry bought Gogo's house and lived there with her until just before her death in 2021. Although Wendy had never attempted making cinnamon rolls, she challenged herself to try something new and to perfect her creations. It wasn't long before she drew dozens of customers. Every evening, neighbors drove by to collect their orders of classic maple bacon, caramel pecan, and orange cinnamon rolls. After 2 years of drive-up service and with a wait list 5 weeks long, Wendy and Jerry looked to expand. They remodeled a former dentist office nearby into their popular bakery, Gogo's Cinnamon Rolls. The name pays homage to Wendy's grandmother. So does their merchandise, which is emblazoned with, "Hey, honey," Gogo's standard greeting for everyone she met. Now 4 years into their venture and 3 years since Gogo's death, Wendy continues her grandmother's legacy of feeding Old Fort. The original menu has grown to feature 12 sweet rolls plus savory options, including a pizza roll, and other sweets like oatmeal cream pies. Every element of the rolls is made in-house, from the cream cheese icing to the puree in the pumpkin spice rolls. "This is a form of ministry," Wendy says. "The cinnamon rolls are just the vehicle to deliver comfort to this community." As for what Gogo would think, I think she'd say, "I'm real proud of you, honey." Gogo's Cinnamon Rolls is located at 212 East Main Street in Old Fort, North Carolina. Their phone is 828-668-6024. And the website, gogoesoven.com. And finally today, from Wake Living Magazine, Mulino Italian Kitchen and Bar by Elliot Acosta, slightly edited for time. Journey to where North Dawson Street ends in downtown Raleigh across a set of retired train tracks, and you'll find Mulino Italian Kitchen and Bar. Serving guests since 2017, the restaurant serves freshly made pasta, pizza, and other Italian classics. However, over 100 years of history accompany the location, a former textile mill built in 1900. Founded in 1903, the Melrose Textile Mill originally produced underwear. Eventually, it expanded to include bathing suits, which were made available to rent at Pullen Park Pool for 35 cents a day. The mill shut down in 1930 and sat mostly untouched during the following decades, aside from a few temporary residents. A.G. Zalal purchased the building in 1980, breathing new life into it by kicking off a series of renovations. According to his daughter, Brenshna Zalal Martin, he rehabbed the building, knew everything. The mill caught the idea of Samad Hajbi, who formerly owned nearby Mosaic Wine Bar in Glenwood South. Enchanted by the space's historic aura, he recognized the possibility to create something special. Channeling inspiration from his native Casablanca, Hajbi began additional renovations in 2009 to create his Moroccan restaurant, Babylon. The building was a dark shell with no utilities, he recalls. We had to reimagine everything. At that time, we were a hidden oasis. 2.5 years of renovation resulted in a space that leans into its historic charm while providing a backdrop to highlight Hajbi's extravagant additions, such as a hand-painted tile roof in what is now known as the Palace Room, and a reflecting pool that welcomes guests as they enter the restaurant's courtyard. Spurred by his admiration of Italy, Hajbi announced in 2017 that he planned to transform Babylon into Mulino Italian Kitchen and Bar. The new name pays homage to the restaurant's home. Mulino means mill in Italian. Pastas are a point of pride on the menu, with dough being made in-house daily, using flour from Lindley Mills in Graham, North Carolina, and organic eggs. Dishes like the spinach ravioli, lasagna, and gnocchi showcase skillfully prepared classic Italian dishes. When asked what dishes truly encapsulate the menu, he refers to the noci al tartufo. It's pillowy, delicate, and a magic combination of the 36-month-old Parmigiano with the truffles. Buonissimo! Moroccan influence can still be found in the menu, as seen in the lamb shank, which had been a popular dish in the Babylon days. Martin, who grew up at the mill while it was operating as an industrial building, knows that her father, A.G., was proud of what he and Hajbi were able to turn the mill into today. Mulino Kitchen and Bar can be found at 309 North Dawson Street in Raleigh, North Carolina. Their phone is 919-838-8595, and the website mulinoraleigh.com. We've run out of time for today's episode of Restaurant Review. Be sure to listen next time. I hope you've enjoyed it. I am Mary Ellen Sura, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Restaurant Review is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. Again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.